The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة الله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته على صفوة الخلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله طاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين والسلام على إمام ورخدين والسلام علينا وعلى عباده الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. We seek refuge in Allah from Shaitan the accursed, and we begin with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise him and we seek his aid. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon his noble messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask that the same peace, the same prayers, the same peace, the same mercy and blessings be established upon all of his family members who followed him in purification. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish the same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and mercy be upon the followers and their followers in excellence to the Day of Judgment. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his peace as well as his mercy upon Imam Dr. Redifuddin Muhammad. And we ask Allah humbly to establish peace amongst ourselves and the righteous servants of Allah, no matter where we may be, no matter where we may be from. And to all of that, we say Ameen. I openly bear witness that there is absolutely none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah calls our attention to the Quran, and he says, O ye who have obtained true faith, be mindful of Allah and fear him with a rational fear, and let every person consider what they put out for tomorrow. And be mindful of Allah, fearing him rationally, for surely he is aware of everything that you do. We want to welcome all of you with the traditional greetings of peace, of Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we say good evening to all of you, and we again welcome you to Ma'iyya al-Kulli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we are broadcasting live from the Community Life Center of Human Excellence on America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. And so tonight, dear brothers, we want to, as always, begin by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his blessings, his mercy, on the twin servant, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam. And we ask all of you to be generous in your supplication on his behalf, and as well as his family, and on behalf of Imam Khalifa Ramadan and his family, on behalf of Imam Vernon Fareed and his family, on behalf of Imam Qasim Ahmed and his family, on behalf of Imam Rafiq Rasul and his family, on behalf of Imam Ibrahim Pasha and his family, on behalf of Imam Muhammad Sadiq and his family, on behalf of Imam Abdul Baqi Abdul Hamid and his family, on behalf of Sister Aisha, the wife of our very own Imam Abdul Kareem Abdul Hamid, and on behalf of Sister Al-Hajja Delilah Shaheed and her husband Al-Hajj Lawrence Shaheed, and on behalf of Al-Hajja Rabina LeBron and her family and all of their families. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time to aid all of us who may be facing something or have some family that are facing something, that he gives them and us the provisions to stand up to whatever he puts in front of us. And to that we say Ameen. So we want to welcome you to tonight's edition of Ma'iyya al-Kulli Hal. We have a special guest this evening that wants to talk to us a little bit. And so we're going to bring in this special guest, and he's going to talk to us about an upcoming event that they're having and some things that they're doing with some of our national treasures. In fact, he is indeed one of our national treasures in terms of our community, the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad Rahimahullah. And so, without any further, we're going to bring in Imam Khalil Akbar from Masjid, the resident Imam of Masjid al-Shaheed, my father-in-law, the big boss, if you will. But we appreciate him, and we want to bring him in and let him talk to us a little bit in hopes that he can share some information with us, and hopefully we'll get some of you on the line to ask some questions. So without any further, assalamu alaikum, brother Imam.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Imam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, how you doing, man?
I'm well, thanks to Allah. First, I want to express my appreciation to you for having me on this program, and also to your listening audience. You know, I think what you have going with AM 360 is a very excellent thing. And inshallah, I'm just happy to be able to contribute for a few minutes tonight. Now, you mentioned that we have a program that we're getting ready to have in Charlotte. Yes, we do. If people have been looking at the calendar of events in Muslim Journal, I'm sure that they've seen that we're having a program. It's actually a Savior Day program, the 21st. February 21st through 23rd. That means Friday through Sunday. And we have a special guest that's coming in to be with us. But the theme of the program is the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, past, present, and future. And Imam Darnell Kareem and his wife, Sister Gloria, will be our guests for the weekend, and we're looking forward to that. And we also extend an invitation to those who may be listening or have some interest in joining us for the weekend. Right now, we're just gearing up, making sure that we are organized and making sure that we are, we're ready to receive our guests. So this is something that we hope that, God willing, will attract a lot of people, not just from the Charlotte, North Carolina area, but also from other places. That's about what I have to say, about it. We're looking forward to it, and we felt like inviting Imam Darnell and his wife was a very, very timely thing. Because, Imam Darnell is one of our pioneers, and his wife is one of our pioneers. And we have to show appreciation for them. And certainly, he goes all the way back to Imam W.D. Muhammad as a classmate, as a friend. And also, he's still functioning today. And we thank Allah for him.
Well, alhamdulillah, Brother Imam, some of our listeners want to know, I know I'd like to know, that Savior's Day, right?
Yes.
And this is different from the Savior's Day of the Nation of Islam as we know it, right?
Well, now, it's the concept is, but as I understood it, from Imam W.D. Muhammad, when we say Savior's Day, we're not just talking about the Nation of Islam. We're not just talking about Mr. Farad, but we're also talking about other leaders that we had who didn't call themselves Muslim by name, but they were Muslim in spirit, like Frederick Douglass and Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Booker T. Washington, Noble Joe Ali, Marcus Garvey, Ahmed Elijah Muhammad. You see, all of these leaders, when we say Savior's Day, we are actually recognizing those who made contributions to our people as we struggle for social acceptance in this country. And so we're going to be focusing on that, God willing.
That's wonderful, Brother Imam. And so, if you will, Brother Imam, could you share with us what you guys plan on doing during that weekend?
Yes. We'll start out with Juma, of course. And then later on in the Friday evening, we're going to have an exhibit from a Sister Naomi Feast from out of Raleigh-Durham. It's a historical exhibit reflected on some of the things that Muslims have done to contribute here in America and in the world. And after that, the following day, we're going to have a brunch. We start with a brunch. And after that, during that brunch, Imam Darnell will make a presentation. He'll talk for a while. Then we'll, of course, always question answer. And after that, after we take a break, we're going to have a fireside chat. You know, we're going to get in a circle. We're going to set this up as, you know, as if we're just having a conversation, you know. And I think that's even better than a lecture, because he can respond to a lot of questions that people may have, and particularly those who came in the community after, you know, Imam W.D. Muhammad, or the youth that we have. You know, they want to know about the community. We're constantly talking to them about our efforts to build a model community. And inshallah, we'll be able to at least share some ideas with them.
That sounds wonderful. That sounds like it's going to be. Now, is this a free event, or what is this?
This weekend. I mentioned that it's February 21st through the 23rd, so it starts out on Friday. It starts on Friday.
Is it free?
And then we have Saturday, and then Sunday. I didn't mention Sunday. Sunday, you know, we have a group called Mecca. You know, they have partnered with us, and they're going to be part of this program. Mecca, the acronym stands for Men Elevating, Cultivating Community Life, Community Advancement. You know, so they have an annual luncheon every year where they recognize the pioneers, and we thought it would be a good idea at this particular time that they partner with us on Sunday, you know, and the Imam Darnell will once again speak to some of the pioneers that we have and some of the aspiring youth that we have in the community.
That's wonderful. Okay, so this is a free event.
This is two events. What was the question?
Are they charging a fee for that event?
No. Just for the brunch. You know, we're asking for about $10 per person and or donation. You know, but everything else is free. You know, now and the thing on Sunday with the meal provided by Mecca is also free. You know, so it's not a money-making thing, but we are saying to people who come to Venn, you know, they will have that opportunity, but we want them to bring their own tables, their own things of that nature, so that we will have enough room, you know, in order to accommodate them. You know, our tables are going to be probably taken up, you know, with things that we have to do. You know, for the event, and so we haven't charged anybody. I said that we're going to charge anything for vending, but again, we'll take all the donations that we can get.
Well, that's wonderful, Brother Mount. Can you still hear me pretty good?
Yeah, now, yeah.
That's wonderful, Brother Mount.
Anyway, we're looking to have a festive occasion. And also, I guess the most important thing is the education, you know. And this is going to be an annual event. Like I say, this is the first one in the Charlotte area. And I've been to Savior's Day when the Imam was still with us. You know, once in Chicago, and I believe another one in Detroit that the Imam didn't make. But I understand the concept, and there were people among us who wanted us to actually organize that. You know, some people had come in or moved into Charlotte from other areas, and they also brought some good ideas with them. And one of the things that, you know, that I've wanted to do for a long time is a Savior's Day program. So, again, we're inviting the public. We're inviting our sisters and brothers from around the country. People, sisters and brothers from our section, you know, and hopefully, inshallah, God willing, we'll be able to get some people from outside of Charlotte to participate.
And so is this going to be an annual program?
Yes. Yes. We're setting it up to be an annual program.
And you're going to, from this point forward, they're going to have one every year, inshallah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now,
besides
Darnell Kareem, is there going to be any local imams participating?
Oh, yeah. Actually,
any other masajid involved? The masajid involved besides Master Shaheed?
Yeah, yeah. The program itself is actually being sponsored by all of the masajid in Charlotte and one outside of Charlotte. That is Masjid Ali Shah, Masjid Ar-Rahman, and then also Masjid Al-Mu'minun from Statesville. So on our program booklet, it just says Savior's Day, Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, we came up with the idea, and other people wanted to join us because we are all one community under the Imam W.D. Muhammad. So all of the ones that I just mentioned, they are in the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. So, yes, everybody's involved. All of us in Charlotte, we're involved.
Now that sounds wonderful. Alhamdulillah, you know, because that's wonderful. Alhamdulillah, we need to be together. Okay, so we're going to stop for 1 second, Brother Imam, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have ask you some more questions and maybe get a couple of callers in. But for right now, we're going to stop for a little light station identification. As-salamu alaykum.
Okay, inshallah. Wa alaykum as-salam.
This is Dr. Aisha Kareem, CEO Emeritus for American Muslim 360. You know, nearly 10 years ago, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, Rahimullahu Alayh, the twin servant of peace, and I had a dream inspired by Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimullahu Alayh, to provide all of us, especially the common believer, a place where their intellects would be respected and their voices protected. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned what was once a dream into now a clear reality. It's been over a wonderful 10 years that all of you have joined this groundswell of community dialogue, work, and pride in what has become now an American Muslim institution beyond just one person or family, but now inclusive of a national group intellect. It hasn't been easy getting here, but then nothing worth fighting for ever is. It's taken a lot of dreaming, aspiring, inspiration, faith, financial sacrifice, and a great deal of work, and more work. And now the time has come to take a pause, to reflect and celebrate in grand fashion the building of the American Muslim 360 and our entire intelligentsia. I'm inviting you to join me, the network, CWSC, all of our supporters around the country and even abroad, and the masajid and other institutions, and all our faith brethren of Christians, Jews, and others for a grand celebration on March 5th, 2020, to the beautiful island of Cozumel in the Western Caribbean, aboard the Carnival cruise ship Paradise. This is not a fundraiser, but a true celebration of you and the many thousands of voices and intellects that tune in weekly to share, think, and help remake the world. And that means that we're using the power of our group intellect to make this family, friend, and community cruise affordable for all. So visit CWSC.us right now to get the best prices. Although the cruise is in 2020, we only have until this month to get you the best prices. So don't delay in reserving your cabins and sharing the cruise with your family, friends, church, mosque, synagogue, our other faith institutions now. Finally, I want to thank all of our honorary participating institutions across the country who have joined with us in a great display of interfaith unity so that we might provide the best welcome for our interfaith brethren. Thank you for helping us spread the word, and I look forward to celebrating with all of you aboard the Paradise in 2020. Together, we can remake the world. Blessings always. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And we're back. And so we are talking with Imam Khalil Akbar, the resident Imam of Masjid al-Shaheed, Charlotte, North Carolina, about the upcoming Save Yours Day celebration at Masjid al-Shaheed. And they have some wonderful guests who are going to be on the program. So, Brother Imam, I heard that you said that you have the pioneer, Donnell Kareem, and his wife, Gloria, right?
Of course, yes.
Okay, so is there anyone else that's going to be participating or going to be doing some presentations or something of that nature during the program?
Well, basically, we're going to try to focus on the past, the present, and the future, which means that we're going to have people participating. Some of our youth will be participating, representing the future. Some of the things that we've done presently and still doing. And then Darnell Kareem will be talking about everything. You know, he'll be talking about as what he sees or what he experienced in the past, what he sees in the present, and his vision, the vision of Imam W. Muhammad Rahimahullah Ali had for us in order to move towards building a model community. So basically, he's going to be the speaker, the feature speaker for the whole weekend. Also, I just want to mention that all of the events will be at Masjid al-Shaheed at 400 West Sugar Creek Road, all of them. So I hope that answers your question, Brother Imam.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure the listeners may have had that question that were concerned about the lineup, about who else was going to be participating, like all of the masajid, and I thought asking that question.
Yeah, they're basically we're going to be putting together some exhibits, that reflect. The community in Charlotte and other places. You know, they've been on. Masjid has been Masjid Ali Shaw for years. So we're going to be looking at some of the pioneers from Charlotte, and also Sunday there will be a recognition for a pioneer every year. That's what is done by Mecca. Something to recognize a worthy person or somebody who's been around a long time who've made a lot of contributions to our community.
So who are they recognizing?
I don't know at this point. They probably don't want me to say, but I know it's one of our sisters. They're being recognized.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. Well, we'll let them disclose that. I hope they let the person know themselves so the person could be there. I mean.
Yeah, they'd be there. Every year we had a real good turnout. Last year I didn't know it, but it was myself and my wife. Omar Shaheed came up. He was a part of it. In fact, I know Omar Shaheed, Imam Omar Shaheed, will be with us because he and Imam Donnell Kareem are very good friends. So we expect that he's going to be with us as well.
And that was the other match outside Charlotte, right?
Yeah. Imam Muhammad Idris from Charleston, he indicated to me, told me that he'd be here as well.
All right. Well, inshallah, we pray Allah that they, the imams in North Carolina in that region, will come down and support that effort. I think it's a wonderful initiative, being the first annual. So it should inshallah, it may get better as time goes on. But we pray a lot of continued success for this upcoming Save Yours Day. And so we're going to bring in a couple of callers, inshallah, Brother Imam. They may have a question or two for you, or they might have some comments.
Okay.
704-806. Assalamu alaikum. State your name and where you're calling from.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, and I just wanted to congratulate my father, Imam Khalil Akbar, for having the initiative to go ahead and have a Savior's Day. So often we hear about it in other communities with the Nation of Islam, who are our brothers and sisters, but this is one of our first times having titled a Savior's Day program that also illuminates the history of the Nation of Islam, as well as Imam W.D. Muhammad's community, and as well as Sister Clara Muhammad. We will be highlighting throughout the weekend. We have sort of like a gallery walk that will have exhibits of the early history of al-Islam. We will have some pictures of Elijah Muhammad, inshallah. We don't want to give it all away, Sister Clara Muhammad, but we will have a lot of artifacts, special first-time presentations from historical figures and artifacts that will be very, very interesting. So we encourage everyone to come and support us. We do have a sister who's also bringing some items from, I think, Raleigh Durham. So this is a collaborative effort through the community, not just representation of Charlotte, but we will definitely encourage everyone in our community to bring in their youth. We've asked everyone of us, starting with home, to bring our children, our grandchildren, our youth that are in college, because we truly believe that our history and our legacy begins with us educating our youth and having programs like this that will continue the legacy. So I just wanted to briefly go down the itinerary. On Friday, we're going to kick it off with Imam Darnell Kareem. We're going to have Jumal. And then after Jumal, that is when we'll have the gallery walk, or we'll have the exhibit. So it'll be set up like a museum with interesting, excellent, first-class exhibit for you to walk through with your family and discuss and take notes. And then also we'll have, inshallah, we'll be having an ongoing presentation that will be an electronic presentation that will be rolling throughout the weekend, ongoing, via PowerPoint or slides. But you will definitely see some more artifacts that people already have and have pictures of as well. We will have vending. If you do decide to come and join us for this fabulous weekend, we ask that you bring in a table. If you bring your own table, we are expecting Sister Nadia Ahmed, who has been on board from the very beginning, reaching out and just very excited about this program as well. She will be vending, and you know that she has a lot of natural health products and a lot of exquisite items. Moving on to Saturday, we also will have presentations on Saturday. And as Imam Khalil said, we will also have a fireside chat. And we're looking for all of our community members to be represented. We will have a youth facilitator, and we will all be able to share in the fireside chat and just have sort of like a family setting where we all can share and learn from our history. We will also have a top-notch brunch on Saturday. I believe either service is cooking the meal, and that is the committee that enhances the role of women in society. We have all our pioneers and some of
Khalida,
our...
That's Brother Jerry. I don't know if service is doing it. Brother Jerry. I think they would be helping her.
Okay, Brother Jerry.
Helping him.
He is one of our pioneers, and he will be cooking the brunch and service, as they said in a meeting. I believe they may be assisting him, but if not, alhamdulillah, Brother Jerry can handle it by himself. He is an excellent...
They are assisting him.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Thank you. And then moving right along to Sunday. Sunday, again, like Imam Khalil said, just trying to give you a brief overview so you know that this time will be well spent. We will be having Talim, right, and a pioneer luncheon. Again, Mecca will be presenting that, and that is our Men Elevating and Cultivating Community Life. That is a committee at Masjid Ash-Shahid that involves the brothers, and they will be preparing the meal and facilitating a pioneer recognition luncheon. So thank you so much. Inshallah, you can join us. And again, thank you to Imam Khalil Akbar for presenting this opportunity. And thank you also, Imam Abdulaziz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Next caller, 401. Assalamu alaikum. State your name, where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum, This is Sister Angela Marie from North Providence, Rhode Island. What I would like to know is that how come the believers in Charlotte are having something separate from the Mosque Care Savior's Day or Imam Pasha Savior's Day in Inkston, Michigan? What's the difference between the two other two Savior's Day conventions? As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Imam?
Yes, we're not in competition or in opposition to what they're doing in Chicago. Inshallah, we support that as well. It's something that we wanted to do locally so that we can solidify our efforts here. You know, some of the places like New York, they've been having these type things. You know, as you well know, a lot of us have been working for unity, but we have also found that it's very, very beneficial for us to really establish ourselves. And if they've ever been here to Charlotte, they'll find out that we're very progressive in terms of trying to do some of the work that needs to be done in order to build a model community. Allah has blessed us. You know, we have 8 acres of land that we pay for. We got a new masjid. But a lot of things are going on here that people don't even know about. You know, so we're still trying to establish ourselves as a viable, solidified part of our community. So it's necessary for us to have a programmatic approach, you know, to doing these type things. But it's in no way meant to compete with anybody else in our community.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, Brother Imam. And thank you so much, dear sister, for that very good question.
I would invite... you know, sister and some others, you know, to come. You don't have to come this Savior Day, but what we do some other things as well, you know. And it seems like when I'm traveling, some people are even surprised that we have anything going on in Charlotte. But there's a lot going on in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the surrounding areas in this state.
Okay, alhamdulillah, buddy, ma'am. That's wonderful. We know that when we talk in terms of differences, you know, I think the only difference in Charlotte having a Savior's Day, in Detroit having a Savior's Day, in Chicago having a Savior's Day, and whatever other community that derives itself from the leadership and legacy of Imam Dr. Walter D. Muhammad, Wahimahullah, is proximity. That's it. You know, everybody can't go to Chicago. Everybody can't go out to Charlotte. Everybody can't go to Detroit. Everybody can't go to any of these other places. So they get local and they have it there and they celebrate it there. And while you're doing what you're doing over there, we're doing what we're doing over here, and we're consistent with at least acknowledging the legacy and the way forward, inshallah ta'ala. And so that's, to me, that's where the difference is. It's just proximity and locale.
And Brother Mount.
That's it. Yes.
Yes, sir. You know, that's what the Imam did. There was Savior's Day in Charleston and other places as well. He didn't bring us all into one area, you know, except for the convention, you know, and like the ones I think when I went to Chicago, there were other Savior's Day as well. And so this is a part of our legacy. And, you know, in this day and time, we have to do as much as we possibly can to work with people of like mind, no matter where they are, you know, but the same objective is to, our objective is to build a model community, you know, so. And this model community is going to be here. It's going to be in New York. It's going to be in other places in the country. You know, it's like I heard the Imam use the word portable. He said the Jews had a concept that he called portable. He said everywhere they come, they bring their concept to community life with them. That's what we have to do. We have to have that concept in every city and every place in America.
Mm. That's wonderful, Brother Matt. And I think I kind of get that because there is a great need. There is a great need for us to be in a position where our unity is sustained by virtue of us not being in the same place but doing the same thing.
That's right. That's correct.
You see, by doing the same thing. And if you go back to what the Imam said, may Allah be pleased with him, you'll notice that he's correct. Everywhere you see the Yahud, they're doing the same thing, man. They're not together. They're doing the same thing, though. If you go down to Bensonhurst in Brooklyn, you'll notice that they're doing the same thing in East New York. And sometimes you'll walk by them and you'll see them walk by each other and they don't even acknowledge each other. They know exactly what they're doing, where they're going, and they're doing it consistently together, supporting each other, doing all of those things to sustain community life. We have this policy in our own minds that there's something wrong if you're doing it over there and we're doing it over here, like you can only do it in one place. And that's not Islam. You make Maghrib over there where you at, right?
That's right.
You make Maghrib over here. And it's not all done at the same time. Some
that's
is
correct.
10 minutes later, an hour later, 2 hours later, 3 hours ahead. But we all have to do Maghrib. We all got to make Isha.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with you making Isha at the time Isha comes in over there. And us making Isha in the time Isha comes in over here. But we all got to make Isha.
Right.
Why don't we see it that way in terms of these initiatives that we have? We all got to keep this legacy alive. We all got to do that. We all have to do that. AM360, all of us, CWSC, the brothers and sisters that are the NMBC, all of the other groups that are functioning under the leadership of Imam Muhammad are obligated to celebrate that legacy in every bit of it. None of it should be discounted. None of it is part of our history. This same Lord's Day should be a part of Black history. So I think that what you're doing, Brother Imam, is a step in the right direction. May Allah help us.
Alhamdulillah.
That we, step.
And we have to do, Brother Imam, we have to do the things that I area, you know, because we're talking about community life. We no longer have a central office. You know, the Imam had done away with that when he was still with us physically. You know, and one of the places that the Imam came more than any other place, anyone can tell you who's aware, that he came to North Carolina on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, he came for the dedication of our masjid and then came back for prayer. You know, so, yeah, I think that in New York, they're doing a great thing. I think in Chicago, they're doing a great thing. And here in Charlotte, we were just trying to make a contribution, that's all.
I would say carry on, Brother Mount.
Alhamdulillah, we intend to.
Carry on, you know, because the work has to be done. It has to be done, and we cannot wait for somebody else to come do it.
That's right. We cannot stop now.
And that's the reality. That's the reality, Brother Mount.
Yes, sir.
That's the reality, man. We can't. May Allah help us. To that we say, Ameen. So we're looking at this wonderful time here, Brother Imam, and I'll be calling you later to ask you about some things concerning Friday, Yom Jum'ah. And then we'll go from there. We'll play by ear. We pray Allah for the continued success of Masjid al-Shaheed and the first annual Savior's Day held at Masjid al-Shaheed in Charlotte, North Carolina, and all of the great participants, all of the communities that are engaged. Very important that we understand that Masjid Ali Shah and all of the other communities that are involved. You see, all the other communities that are involved in South Carolina and North Carolina. And we pray, Allah, that you have a continued success and that it is a very wonderful program. And we say,
Alhamdulillah. Thank you very much, Brother Imam. Thank you very much. And thanks for the opportunity to discuss the program on your show.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Brother Imam, because it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You are also one of our pioneers, man. You know, you're also one of our national treasures in the community. And see, a lot of times over, we forget that we need to tell each other that so that people can understand the virtue of this association. See, there's a lot of virtue in this association when you talk in terms of our history. See, you are one of the very few that stood up and stayed. When you heard the call, you held the line. And so when you made that transition, you transitioned over without skipping a beat. And you've held that, and you've held that ever since. So that's commendable for a young man looking at you and saying, wait a minute, I need to know a little more about him, because how did he make all those sacrifices and survive under the conditions that we were in America at that time? How did he make it? You see? So that means that you need to be somebody that we talk to and somebody that we talk about.
Yes,
so thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you for the sacrifices that you made. And we're going to continue reminding the believers, the brothers and sisters, about those who came before us, the shoulders in which we stand on. Okay? The shoulders in which we stand on. Very important. Very important. With them is our narrative. With them is a trace of what we can become. The sacrifice that were made for this particular community was the sacrifice that was made that opened the doors to those immigrant communities that are here now.
Absolutely.
So keep don't tell me, and I'm not talking about you, sir. I'm just saying as a figure of speech, don't tell me that we're giving them too much credit. We're not giving them enough. But now, when they were changing their names to sound American, we were changing ours to sound Arab. We were proud to be known as Muslim, proud to be Rahman, proud to be Abdul. When they were coming, these guys were coming here, and they were ashamed of their names. They were trying to blend in. We were blending out, and we were proud. We didn't know all that thick and all that. We didn't have to do all that, but we had it. We were sincere.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
And so may Allah reward them and all of the seasoned members who were not able to hear this speech. And may Allah continue to bless Donnell Kareem, yourself, Sister Gloria, Sister Darlene, and all of those seasoned members who are still here, who are still active, who are still holding the line. It's a shame, Brother Imam, that we have to go looking for our young now.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have to make sure that those imprints and those impressions that were made remain fresh imprints, remain fresh impressions, because they're still in use. Make no mistake, your best days, Brother Imam, are ahead of you. So may Allah reward you for your sacrifice and bless you for everything that you have done and continue to do. And you've also been an inspiration for me. So we appreciate that.
Mashallah.
Because in a time like this, we need all we can get, Brother Imam. In a time like this.
Oh, yeah.
And so for you and your staff there at Masjid Shaheed, you got a few minutes. Who do you have there on your staff nowadays, Brother Imam?
On the staff?
Yeah.
Well, your wife was just on a few minutes ago. You know, she's one of the trustee board members, and also she's also one of the coordinators of this program. That's how she could so eloquently discuss it. You know, so we appreciate her. You know, and then you know I have some young imams who work with me, Imam Ibn Muthi Kabir, Imam Naeem Muhammad, Imam Jibril Abdul Muhaymin, and also we have with us here in Charlotte who's helping us with this program. I didn't mention him, but he's a well-known imam in the community, Imam Ronald Shaheed. So he'll be with us this weekend as well. Now, he's a regular attendant at our masjid, and he also gives lectures that help the community and also keeping the imam language in front of everybody. You know, he's writing some, he has written some beautiful books, you know, on the tafsir, with the focus on tafsir of Imam W.D. Muhammad. So, and then we have I think a top security, you know, it's a real good security team. They are very good. They can be firm, but they're also kind and considerate. I don't know if that's what you were asking me. I just wanted you to know, wanting the audience to know that we pride ourselves in being organized and having people in all these areas to make contributions.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And inshallah, brother Imam, for all of those that you mentioned, we are grateful to Allah that you have mentioned them. And for those who you are not able to mention, we know that you have a very big staff, and there's some big people that are contributing to this particular program. Masjid Razak and, you know, the Mutakabir's family, Ibn and Naeem, the younger imams that are there, Brother Jibril, Imam Jibril, another one of your assistants, and
exactly.
all of those other, Majid, he's probably be dipping in there.
He'll be dipping in there.
And then,
state representative, Nafis Majid. He's also one of our
John Ramadan,
he doesn't talk as much because he's always on the road, but he's one of the assistant imams. I call them associate imams.
Well, these associate imams that you have, and you have, the other ones that dip in and out, Imam John Ramadan and Imam Pasha, that come by there, Imam Mutakabir, and I'm just trying to recall some names because there's so many of them that come and they make a contribution, and even if they're not speaking, they come and they show their support. And this is a wonderful relationship to have, and we only wish that people would learn from that across the country. And so at the same time, we are still in the process of developing as a community. And sometimes we forget that that's the whole purpose of these events. These events are not just an event. They're there for us to continue developing.
Yes,
we
right.
have to develop into what the imam was driving us to. And so he said that when he's no longer here, talk to those who was with him. I don't know how close you can get than Darnell Kareem. I don't know.
That's it.
I don't know, man. You talk to those who were with me. Okay, Darnell Kareem. You see? And so just to be mindful of that, we do. And if we didn't mention anyone, it's not because we did so out of intentionally. We did so because we were just trying to get it all out at one time before the clock stops on the program. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everyone participates in the program and that they get the most out of the program. And we say ameen to that, but we also are grateful to have this vehicle of American Muslim 360 where we can share. And we want to talk to you next Monday, inshallah, about the success of the program. Some highlights. Give us some highlights of the program, how it went, and so on and so forth. If you don't mind, Brother Imam, if that's not too much, just send somebody to act as your representative.
Yeah. Next week we have an engagement at Queens University here. So at this particular time, but we can have someone come on to represent us.
That's wonderful. Okay, so thank you so much, Brother Imam. We got about 3 minutes
welcome,
left.
Sir.
We're going to be doing our closeout, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having you. Know for sure that there's much love for you here, and appreciation and respect and honor. It was indeed a privilege to speak with you this evening. May Allah continue to bless you and family. And to that we say ameen. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Imam.
Ameen. Wa alaikum assalam.
اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم صل على محمد والمرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر ان الانسان لفي خسر الا الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
السلام عليكم. This is Imam Nazim Pasha, host of El Islam-Based Conversations and Financial Literacy Equals Financial Liberation, right here on AM360. I'm honored to invite you to cruise with me and the AM360 and the CWSE family to help celebrate the 10th anniversary of American Muslim 360 Radio and the building of our entire national intelligentsia. In March of 2020, we'll be departing the U.S. from Tampa, Florida, for a destination, the beautiful Western Caribbean island of Cozumel. We have so much planned for you, including pre-cruise interfaith events in Tampa, to a wonderful Juma at Sea, a grand gala, an award celebration, and a national symposium. Yours truly will join my fellow talk show hosts to bring the AM360 network and some powerful intelligentsia presentation live aboard the Paradise. In addition to a wonderful family, friends, and community cruise, more than 10 presentations are planned, from the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab and the Courtship Cafe to the Challenge of Technology, connecting with the global group intellect via the United Nations, to an intelligentsia presentation you won't want to miss on estate planning, with a special gift package reserved for cruise conferees. As a national talk show host, I'm blessed with the privilege of coming to you every week on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. And now I look forward to the honor of meeting you in person and celebrating with you aboard the Paradise. So visit cwsc.us, that's cwsc.us now, and get ready for a faith voyage of a lifetime and a celebration for all ages. Bon voyage. Assalamu alaikum.